Hello, everyone. This is Ava from AvaWaits.com. I am so thrilled to have you here. I really want to give a huge warm welcome and to thank those of you who've been participating in our 8 days of Creating Financial Paradise contest that we've been running over the past 8 days. It has been so much fun to connect with all of you, to have all of you involved, and to just really be bringing your energy to all this work around creating our own financial paradises. So I'm so excited. What I am thrilled for, too, is that today is so much of a celebration, as well as an opportunity for you to have some training around how to actually make some shifts in your own finances and really create your financial paradise. So we're going to be getting into that in just a couple minutes. I just want to let you know to go ahead and set aside, I'd say, up to 90 minutes today. You know, our call length always depends on how long we go with the speakers and how many questions we have at the end, but I'd go ahead and set aside at least 90 minutes for today's call. And like I said, I will be giving away our prizes today since we have chosen some winners for the 8 days of Creating Financial Paradise contest. It was so fun. I was connecting with my colleagues yesterday and they were looking at you know, Facebook posts and just really getting some energy from them. And so we did choose some winners. I'm so excited to share more about those winners and the prizes that you'll be receiving. Oh, by the way, let me just mention the prizes real quick. One of the prizes that one of you is going to be winning today is a special mention in my email newsletter, which is a way to promote your business to hundreds of new people, and you will be receiving a free coaching opportunity on this training call right now. We'll be doing that a little bit more toward the top of the next hour. And so we're going to be giving that out to the winner of the Creating Financial Paradise short story contest. And then the second prize, for the person who we really felt posted some very moving Facebook posts, we're going to be giving them a special mention in my newsletter. So, again, it's a really great promotion opportunity, as well as a $300 certificate to use toward any upcoming group programs or private coaching opportunities through AvaWaits.com. So, we want to thank you all for participating. We will be sharing winners a little bit more towards the end of today's call. I am so thrilled to tell you who it is. So, great. So I want you to take a minute with me right now and to take some beautiful deep breaths so you can be very present for today's phone call, for all of the information that's going to be coming in. And as you're taking these deep breaths, I really also want a smile to come to your face, because you are on the brink of something so amazing. Well, I really believe that we are every single second on the brink of something so amazing that is happening in our businesses, that's happening in our own lives. And I am just so thrilled to have you here and to be with you and to create this high energy spot for us to be having some magic show up. And one of the things that I want to share is that I have found in those moments where I know this happens for me, it happens to my clients too, where I feel incredibly happy, I will then, if I'm doing something, say for example, I'm dancing around my bedroom, I will then go and maybe I'll open up the computer and I will find that a sale comes through or a new client inquires about working with me, or like there's something good that always comes through. So I really want this time to be an opportunity for you to have that smile on your face and really just to create that wonderful energy, because it's my hope and it's my intention that when you get off of this call today, something really good shows up in your life. So let's go ahead and set that intention. And I want to share what I will be speaking about today through the call. Here are a few of the things you can definitely expect to learn more about today. The first, we're going to be talking about how to adjust your view of numbers so large numbers feel easily attainable and no longer out of your reach. And I'll even share a little bit of my own personal story around that. And and then we're going to have a chance to talk about the ways that you might be sabotaging your financial paradise, so some things that you might be doing right now that are actually hindering the amount of wealth that you bring in. And I always want to point out that wealth, to me, means money and so much more. I'm talking about the wealthy experiences. I'm talking about the life that you truly want to live. And a little side note on that too, the life that we really want to live, it doesn't always cost $1 million. I hear people say that all the time. Oh, you know, to create my perfect life, I need $1 million. And I find that that stops people so often. Really, truly, you probably don't need $1 million, but maybe you do. We'll see. We'll have a chance to explore that. We're going to talk about different ways that you can support the creation of your own financial paradise as well. And I am also a little bit more toward the end of the call. I get asked about this quite a bit, and I'm going to share my story around this as well. There was a moment when I was making, this was a couple years into my business, and I was making kind of a base business income of around $1,200 a month. And then there was a shift that occurred. And I went from 1 month I was making $1,200, and the next month I signed on $17,000 worth of new business. And I'm always very interested to hear of other people's stories like that. And so I've been sharing my own story around that. And I'm going to be telling you more about it today. So definitely listen into that, and it's my intention that from that you have a big shift as well. So let me grab a sip of water, and then I want to share a little bit more. I also want to take a second to introduce myself too, because some of you are here for the very first time, and we may not have had a chance to know each other for very long. I know that some of you on the phone, we do know each other. We do have a relationship, whether it's several months, several weeks, several years even. And so I want to share just a little bit about my background. And so I have been a business owner. I kind of joke. I've been a business owner since about age 3. I've been entrepreneurial for most of my life. And when it came to, like, truly being an official business owner, I actually started out in a nutrition company. That was my original business. I was doing nutrition mentoring. I was never involved in a sales company selling nutritional products. It was all around nutritional coaching. And it was a very interesting path because although I knew a lot about marketing and I had a lot of business background, just different endeavors I had done all throughout my youth around business, there were many, many times where I made not very much money in a month. I had several times where my bank balance dipped below $1. And I truly remember a month where I made $40 in my nutrition practice. And money put a lot of stress on my health. I was really anxious a lot. I know that it was hard to calm down. I would watch everyone else travel also. So me, I loved to travel. I had spent a lot of time traveling through Europe and just seeing the United States even, and I loved to get on airplanes. But the thing was, when I was a new business owner, I was not making a lot of money, and it was really hard for me to hop on a flight abroad. And I felt jealous. I was looking around and seeing everyone else travel, and I felt jealous of where they were going and what they were doing, and I really wanted that for myself. And you might have felt the same thing. I also had to borrow money for rent a couple times, and there was something really embarrassing about that. Embarrassing to be an entrepreneur and having to borrow money from family members. There were a few times I even had to borrow money for food. And I even, when it got really tough, there was a moment when it was just really tough. I actually went on food stamps for a year. And I hated the idea of going on food stamps. It was, in my mind, it was shameful. It was, not fair that this was happening to me. I was well educated. I was, had all these reasons in my mind why there was no reason that I had to be getting on food stamps. But I did, because I wanted to be able to eat while I grew my business. And I look back on that, and I think it was really a sacrifice that I made for my business. Luckily, I don't have to be on food stamps anymore. Now, I'll tell you about that in a minute too. I also didn't really trust money. And in my business, I hadn't yet learned how to make money on demand. And so this is something that is truly possible for all of us. If we have a need for money, we can make it very, very quickly. It's just about knowing how. And for a while, I did not know how. I didn't really know how to do that. I also questioned if I wanted to continue running my business. And, you know, but the thing was that my soul just would not let me stop. There was something inside me that said, nope, entrepreneurship, this is the path. This is your path. Now, interestingly, there was a switch that occurred, and I'm even going to talk more about this switch when I'm sharing my experience of jumping from that $1,200 month to that $17,000 month, because I really had something take place inside me, and I attribute it to this internal shift where I said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about the money so much anymore. I am going to do everything that I can to start living a wealthy life now, from this point in time, with the opportunities that are all around me. And I started living my own version of a wealthy life. I started going to cafes as often as I could. I spent time with wonderful people. I was dressing up, even though at that point in time I didn't have a lot of money to go shopping. I still had some good clothes in the closet, so I was dressing up and just doing everything I could to really raise just the way I felt, just to really raise my energy, to really bring it up. And what happened for me was a very what I contribute to be one of my first big shifts in my business was that I started having all these great clients show up. And I got these really amazing opportunities to work with a huge group of students. And I had people, I would sit down with people, sometimes people who I had known for a little while, and I would be in conversation with them, and they would tell me, I just spent an hour reading through your website. I know I have to work with you. And so it was amazing to finally have these people just come out, and I started making more money in my business, and I started having a way more consistent income. Oh, thank God, right? Way more consistent income. I was able to step out of the part-time job that I had had, and you know, some other really great things happened too, is that I had some other new clients show up in my life as well who were investing in my services in a much higher way than anyone had before. And so people were finally buying my bigger services that I had always had available, and they were like, yes, I'll buy that. I also had my first keynote speech. It came through an invitation, which I mean, was absolutely effortless. It was an invitation, and it led to over $7,000 in income within a couple weeks of giving that keynote speech. And, you know, now it's so fun. It's like the clients. I have some clients. I mean, I've worked with people all the way from Australia to Europe, all over the States, Canada. And it's really fun because people are now actually flying and making arrangements to come in and meet me for our VIP days. And it was always a dream to have clients fly in to work with me. And sometimes I look back on the moments when I had food stamps and when I was getting down to my last $5 in food stamps and struggling and trying to figure this all out. And, you know, just looking at that shift and that transformation. And it's so wonderful because along the way, I had other entrepreneurs show up in my life, and they really wanted to know what happened, what changed. And it really became evident several years ago that I was meant to support entrepreneurs around this, and that I was meant to support them in becoming more comfortable with money, in welcoming it in, and really creating their own financial paradise. And doing that in so many ways, I mean, through money, through the things that their business brings them, but also just personal fulfillment. Like, I wanted them to go out and to be happy with what they were doing. I always want my clients and those of you who are on this call, I want you to be connecting to your passions and to just feeling alive and not like you're wasting your time on earth. I want all of that. And I want you to be making really good money as you do. I think that is incredibly important. So, you know, with all that story, I just want to throw in a few more things too. I just wanted to say I'm connecting with you. sometimes I think, you know, it's so fun to talk about all that grand stuff, but I just want to take it down just to the earth level for a minute. Today I'm connecting to you. I'm sitting in my home in Olympia, Washington. So I live in Washington State. I can actually see the Capitol building from my home. And I just am really just happy in so many ways. And, you know, even though we're going to be talking about money today and finances and everything like that, I want you to know that your financial paradise, whatever that looks like for you, is completely perfect. Because my financial paradise that I'm living in right now, it's, you know, sometimes from the outside, I think it might look simple. I have a room here, a little garden. I've only decided recently to buy a car after years of actually being just someone who liked to walk, because I love being outside. I love having that connection to nature. And so I just want to let you know that this is about being just as grounded in everything that you do in life as it is. Like, it's about being just as grounded as also reaching out for your bigger vision of financial paradise. And I just want you to know that that's what I'm coming to you through today. So go ahead and take a deep breath with me, one more deep breath. So I want to talk to you a little bit more, too, about something that I know pops into the minds of a lot of entrepreneurs that I support and a lot of people who are in my community and just connected to me online. And it's this question, you know, so if I have all my dreams and all my visions and all my ideas of what I want financially and also in my lifestyle, how in the world am I going to pay for my paradise, Ava? How am I going to do that? How am I going to pay for this? And I've spoken about this a little bit publicly, and I want to share it again on this call because there are two wonderful things that I really feel that we all should speak about for a minute in regards to paying for your paradise. The first is that I truly want you to know that you already are living in your financial paradise. And the very interesting thing about that is that sometimes we are just blinded to it and we can't see it and we can't experience it. For whatever reason, there might be some sort of energetic block. I have referred to this many times as financial constriction, where there's just something in the way that money moves in and out of our lives that's just uncomfortable. It's hard for us to spend money. It's hard for us to even ask for money, especially for our services, for those of you who are entrepreneurs on the phone. So the second wonderful thing that I want to tell you about, as you're asking how you're going to pay for your paradise, is that the money that will enhance your life really wants to reach you just as much as you want it. And I believe that it's about knowing how to create money through your business and really getting the training and the support around that. Because when you do, and when you know how to do that, and there are really, like, there are some processes around that. I definitely have a training and background and hired mentors and went into different programs so I could learn about marketing. That was really, really, really important. And that has done a lot for my business, and it will do a lot for your business as well. But that money that's out there, it wants to reach you just as much as you want it. And so I want you to know that as we go through everything today. Also, as we're on the subject of creating your financial paradise, I want you to know that no one else can define your financial paradise for you. And it's totally up to you to create it. And, you know, I've been talking about this term of, you know, creating financial paradise. It's also the name of a mastermind group that is starting up next week, which you're all invited to be part of if you feel a connection to it. I'll share a little bit more about the mastermind too toward the end of the call. But, you know, I really believe that it's about us defining what our financial paradise is and looking at all the aspects of it, whether it's the food that we eat, the people who are around us, the type of money that we make, the things that we do for people through our business. It is all up to you to define it. So I wanted to take you into that for a couple minutes and to share an example. And I actually have a journal with me. You you guys get to hear from my journal. And I want you to be thinking right now, too, as I share all of this, I posted about this on Facebook, but I want to take you just a little bit deeper into it right now, about creating your wealthy life, that life that feels wealthy for you. And so as I share more about this, I want you to be thinking, what things, what experiences, what people, what foods feel really wealthy to you? And this is something that even after today's call, you can write about. I think it will really help you get clear on what your financial paradise is going to look like and what you're going to experience through it. And so I wrote on November 11th, 2013, I wrote out a list, and it was called My Wealthy Life. And these are some of the things that I wrote in it, and some of these things have occurred, and some of them are going to be occurring in the near future, and I just want to share a few of these. And this is really meant to give you an example and some ideas for you. So one thing that I chose is a house cleaner cleans my home at least once a week. I own and work on a MacBook Air laptop computer. Oh, those are such pretty computers. I visit the hair salon every 6 to 8 weeks for luxury. I receive reflexology sessions once a week. I have new fresh-cut fragrant flowers added to my home each week, and they are ideally organic. Each room of where I live has 5 to 10 houseplants, very lush houseplants. I own an entire full collection of Young Living essential oils. Oh, if any of you have had those, oh, they're so good. I own a photograph print. This is a print that a photographer who I know took a photo of another woman who actually was one of my most recent photographers. So they're both photographers. And there's this beautiful print of her catching the sky. And I really want to print of this photograph. And my copywriter and assistant take care of all the background work on launches that I do. So like launches for programs, like, for example, for the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind. So those are a few things that I wrote out. There are so many more in this list. And it was really important that I put the focus on the things that make me feel wealthy, because I truly know that when we do, that is when wealth of all kinds, monetary wealth, opportunities, income, people, that's when wealth rushes in. So speaking of wealth rushing in, I know that some of you may be on this phone call, and one of the things that brought you to it is that you would really love for larger numbers, like larger numbers of income especially, to feel more easily attainable and no longer out of your reach. And I know that I was in this place. I remember the first time I signed up for a group program. It was a mastermind group, and I think it was like an $8,000 investment. It was something like that. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that is so big. How am I going to find the money for that? How am I going to afford that? And truly, over the years, through the work that I've done and through the work that I teach, there has been a way that my view of numbers has been adjusted. So now $8,000 no longer seems like that big of a deal anymore. I think also now, especially, you know, and this is something I love to teach my clients, is that $8,000 to create that much is pretty easy at this point too. And I really want that for all of you too. If you're not yet at that place, or, you know, whatever next amount of money you're really getting ready to welcome, I want you to get really comfortable with it. About adjusting your view of numbers so those larger numbers feel more attainable. And here's my answer around how to do that. This is one way that I really believe that you can do that you can adjust that view of numbers, is spending that much money. And but before you're like, oh my gosh, what did you just say, Ava? I want to tell you that I honestly used to think that coaches and marketers, they were telling me that I needed to spend that much to be able to make more money, because they were trying to trick me into buying a service from them. And I truly did. I used to think like, oh my gosh, they're just trying to trick me into buying that service. But literally, I have found that every time I have spent money and that I've invested money into something, that has actually shifted my view of numbers. And when I have done something, for example, when I was comfortable spending $2,300 a month on coaching, then, I mean, asking clients to pay that much was so much easier. And so, so it's actually true. I really believe that to be able to adjust your view of numbers, it's important to send money out. And I believe that if you wish to charge people thousands of dollars, that you need to know what it's like to send out thousands of dollars towards something that's important for you. And, speaking on that, I just want to throw in a little side note. Even at times I have bought things, like this is just some personal stuff that I'm just going to share for a minute. I have bought some things in my business, like mentoring for my business, training for my business, which I know that other people would have thought was way overpriced. But there was something about it where my intuition said, yep, you need to do that. And for those of you who really are listening to your intuitions, sometimes that comes up where our intuition says, yep, that's what you need to do next. And I am always listening to that. And interestingly, those things that I bought that, maybe some people would think are overpriced, these are things that I purchased that were way bigger than some of my yearly incomes had been in the beginning of my business. But I really wanted that experience of letting tens of thousands of dollars flow out of my business, and I wanted to get comfortable with that. And so I want you to get comfortable with money flowing out from you as well, whatever amount of money it is. Maybe it's $10 that you're going to spend on something this week that you usually would see as a frivolous thing to spend money on, or maybe it's thousands of dollars. Or, or maybe you're going to join us in the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind. Who knows, right? It's all up to you. But I really think it is important that we get comfortable with sending money out. So let me leave you with that. I'm going to take a sip of water, and then I want to take you into some of the ways that you might be sabotaging your financial paradise. So these are really good. Let me get a sip of water. I'm a huge water drinker, so you'll hear me sip all the time. Love it. By the way, for those of you who are on our webcast, like listening to this over the internet, what is really awesome is that there is a little question box. So I'm going to have a chance to do some Q&A a little bit more toward the end of the call if you have any questions. And so if you are having some questions pop up as I'm teaching right now, and you can go ahead and you can just type those into the Q&A box right now. I'll get those, and then I'll answer them at the end of the call. So just so you know, that's there, and that's available. So let's talk about the ways that you may be sabotaging your financial paradise. And these are really great to keep in mind because they're really going to help you notice if something is going on. If there's a little energetic kink somewhere that is keeping you from experiencing this world and especially your business in the way that you want to. So, number one, you are trying to do it all by yourself. And I did this for a long time. I tried to do everything by myself. I tried to figure out how to do things. This was before I was willing to spend a lot of money in getting support for my business, whether it was mentorship or my assistant. So that's one way that you might be sabotaging your financial paradise. Also, you know what I think of sometimes? Even times where I am loading the dishwasher, those are always the times where I'm like, oh, the house cleaner needs to do that. So be thinking about it that way. So you might be doing some things all by yourself in your business, but also in your day-to-day life. And that could be sabotaging your financial paradise. Undercharging. If you don't feel confident in what you're offering the world, you might be undercharging. And I did this a lot when I was a new business owner. I was totally undercharging. And when I broke it down, the amount of hours that I was working with clients versus the actual amount I was being paid, even when I think back to my nutrition business, which was the first evolution of my company, I was probably making like, I don't know, $15 an hour or something like that. You know, yet I had invested a lot of money into my education that I was giving my clients. So you may be undercharging as well. Interestingly too, you know, there were times when I did feel brave enough to set a fair price on my services. So, you know, I got up the bravery and I was like, oh, yeah, this will work now. But then no one would buy. And the thing that was happening, and this is something that may be coming up for you too, is that deep down I didn't really believe they would purchase something from me. Or I didn't believe that they would want to be part of it. I just didn't, I don't know, that, you know, there was something, like there was some little underlying belief system that said, oh, this is a great idea, but oh, no one will purchase this. And no one bought it. So that's another way that you may be sabotaging your financial paradise right now. Another way is that you might be buying into stories that there isn't enough money. There isn't enough money to support your business. There is not enough money to support your life. But really, you came here pre-funded. There is plenty of money. This is something that I love to do every time I'm up in an airplane and I'm on a window seat, is like coming in, like landing. I will be looking down and I will look down at all the houses, all the cars, all of the buildings that are built, all of the skyscrapers, whatever it is that's below me in the city line as I'm landing in the airplane. I just imagine how many billions of dollars streamed through each of those structures and each of those cars, and you know, how many thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars are just streaming through all of the people down there. There is so much. But there are a lot of people right now who are talking about, I always put quotes around it, the economy. And, you know, like they get kind of into this complaining, like they start to place the blame on things outside of themselves, when really it's just that they have a belief system that there isn't enough money in life right now. Another way you might be sabotaging is that you're buying into, that you are asking for advice from people who have a really bad relationship with money. And I did this for a while because it was free advice, right? Because I wasn't willing to pay for it yet. It was free advice. And so, you know, but then you get people's kind of tainted advice around money, around business. And I must say, it was so refreshing when I started working with mentors who saw that money was really effortless to create. I worked with, like, I'm thinking of one of my mentors in particular, and she, for her, she was like, oh, yeah, just, yeah, make that $1,000 today. Yeah, just do it, Ava. And it made it so easy because I knew that she believed that was possible and it had happened for her and it was happening for me. And so I want you to just take advice from people who have a better relationship with money. Oh, yes. Also, you know, sometimes that means that you do need to shift who you hang out with. So if you're hanging out with people right now who don't really like money, or they're not getting along with it, or it's a real struggle, I really suggest pulling in some people into your life and really connecting with people who they have respect for money. They see that it is a tool that, you know, honestly, I mean, a lot of money that comes through in a business, it's cycled back into the business to help the mission of the business grow. So the money that you receive, it will be a tool for that. It will help you grow. It will help your business grow. So especially, you know, today, as I talk a little bit more about the mastermind, that is one way for you to be able to shift who you hang out with, to start hanging out with people who really believe in having a better relationship with money and people who are really working on that. So a few ways that you can support your creation of you know, creating your own financial paradise. One of the things that I love to share with people is that I feel decisions need to be based on faith. And just that intuitive knowing that something is right for you. Whenever you're making a decision about your business or where you're wanting to put your money, that you know, it's like your intuition is saying, yes, this is it, this is it, yep, get me into this. And so you make decisions based on that faith. And another way that you can be supported in all of this is to know that your wealth is within you, and to uncover that wealth, to create that wealth, is all about feeling wealthy first, despite outside appearances. You must feel wealthy first, despite the bank account, despite the area you live. It's an internal job. It must be done internally. And I promise that as you do that more and more and more, you will have great opportunities fall into your lap, clients, money, resources that you need. One of the ways that I was always testing to see if my internal gauge of wealth was rising is I would always take notice of some of the wealthy objects that were being placed into my life. And one of the things that showed up was someone that I know started to loan me their $1 million waterfront mansion. And she let me come when she was going out of town, and I could come to this home and literally have a gorgeous view of the mountains and the water, and I would just sit there and I would do writing and creative work for my business. And so I was just being given, you know, access to a $1 million mansion. Another thing that I was always gauging is if there were sports cars showing up around me. And the funny thing is I was never really much of a car person, but I've been with a wonderful man for about 7 years now, and he's a real car person. And so I've grown an appreciation for cars and for sports cars. And when sports cars like Aston Martins started showing up in my life, and Ferraris and Maseratis, and I'd be on like a random little dirt road out in the countryside, and all of a sudden there's a Tesla and a Porsche driving by, and just all of these things. I knew that that was a symbol of my internal feeling of wealth had risen, and was matched up to objects of that caliber. So that's something I want you to just start noticing already, right? Start noticing what wealthy symbols start showing up in your life. So in a couple minutes, I am going to talk about the steps that I took to create my financial paradise and to take that actual financial, that income jump that I was telling you about, where I was making like roughly, you know, $1,100, $1,200 a month to signing on $17,000 worth of income. But first, I want to share a little bit more about the mastermind group that is starting. And then we're going to bring on a guest, and then we're going to announce winners. So it's all coming up. There are some great things. But first, I want to take a moment because I know that some of you are here with curiosity around the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind that has opened. We are filling right now. We are starting on August 14th, 2014. So get in. Come in and join us. We're so excited to have you. So I want to just bring you over to the page where you'll see all of the details of the mastermind. It's avawaits.com/mastermind. So if you're on a computer, you can go ahead and bring that up, avawaits.com/mastermind. And if you are listening to the webcast of this call, you'll also see a button on the left of the page that has the word mastermind on it, and you can just press that. It'll bring you right over to the page. And so I want you to, connect in with this for a minute, because I am really calling forward women who have a lot of big visions and are really ready to step forward with these great ideas. I know that many of the women who have already felt connected to this group, they want to be a well-known teacher in their industry. And they want the whole process to feel good too. I'm really about like making money in ways that feel like bliss. I think that is incredibly important. And I know that through your entrepreneurial work, you're wanting to expand your service, you're wanting to expand your business, and to just be of greater service to the masses. That is an intention of yours. I know it is. And the wonderful thing about that is that as you expand, you are going to create more wealth through your entrepreneurial work. So with that said, I want you to take a look at the page with the mastermind. I have some more details about who it's for and and a little bit of backstory as to the why I was inspired to create this mastermind. And you'll also see some success stories right there. So you get a chance to take a peek at some of my clients. And, I have just noticed that women, when they make a commitment to themselves to learn, to be mentored, to really pick up all the skills that they need, that magic literally starts showing up in their lives. And I was so excited. You'll see some of those success stories there. Like I have, for example, like Maria Ann Martin at MariaAnnMartin.com. She wrote, she was in a group with me just a few months ago that finished up. She said, on the day of one of our calls, I manifested an iPhone 5S for free. I received a free month for my website due to a technical glitch. They just gave this to me without asking. I had free car repair and a new paying client. And, like, to me, when I look at that list, I'm like, that is a wealthy life. Like, look at that. That's so fantastic. And it's not to say that it's just about the stuff. Right? It's not just about the physical stuff here. It is about the energy behind it. Like you can tell, when she told me about this, she was just so excited. So, it's like having those good things like happen like one after the other and just, really being in the flow with life. So in the mastermind, because it is a mastermind, it's set up like a mastermind, it's really neat because we're going to have group calls together as well as there, you also get several private calls too. It gives us an opportunity to work on whatever you need at whatever time. And that's really cool because if there are days, I had days like this in my business, especially in the first couple of years, where I was like, I need to find an extra $1,000 right away. And if that's something that you need, I will support you in finding a way to do that. Or, maybe you have some energetic stuff going on where you know that you're saying no to some extra income coming through your business. If so, we're going to focus in on that. And so you're going to find a lot of things are going to come through in our calls, marketing, public speaking, doing business online, energetics, especially energetics around money. Spirituality comes through my work quite a bit. Universal laws of prosperity, because once you learn those, you will know that you are taken care of at all times. Travel, because I love travel so much, and I'm sure you do too. And really creating an incredibly happy entrepreneurial lifestyle. Those are some big focuses of our mastermind. And for those of you who really love step-by-step processes and really just love having those structures, I want to let you know too that the membership to this mastermind group, it also includes a digital version of the Build a Richer Business program, which is a program I just finished teaching. It has so many step-by-step resources for getting booked at speaking engagements, learning how to make money from every live event you attend, and also having tools you need to quickly activate new sources of income. So it's really helpful for that. And then on top of that, like on top of being part of the mastermind and getting all of that, you're also going to have a completely free scholarship to the upcoming 30 Days to Release Your Financial Constriction group, which starts in September 2014. And that is a group I have run many, many, many times. We have had some serious magic show up for some of the women who have been in those groups. So that's really exciting that you get to be part of that. And so I want to share a few more details, especially for those of you who are being just feeling connected to the potential of being part of this mastermind group. Once again, let me give you the page where all this is at so you can read through it too. So it's Ava Waites, AvaWaites.com/mastermind. So in the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind, you're going to receive two group mastermind calls per month for our 6 months. You're also going to get three private coaching calls with me, which is really great because, when we get on the phone and when we get a chance to do some private coaching calls, that's really a time to look at what you're passionate about and to really strategize and to look at how your business can just blossom and just, it's great. We can do so much in those private calls, which is really exciting. We're also going to have a private Facebook forum for the 6 months that we're together. And that means that, you know, randomly when I'm on Facebook at like 11:30 p.m. at night, which I sometimes am, I can be answering your questions. So it's a great chance to have a really great connection with me and with all the group members in between. By the way, the really wonderful thing about a mastermind group is that it gives you a web of other people to connect with. So you can do cross promotion for each other as a way for everyone's business to expand and grow. And that is a hugely valuable piece of a mastermind. I know that like the very first mastermind group that I ever joined for my business, I am still in touch with people from that group, and I am still making money through the connections that I made because of that group. So it's amazing. Like I mentioned, you also get that access to the next 30 days to release your financial constriction group, as well as the Build a Richer Business training program, which is going to be all recordings and guidebooks. And then we get to have a member-only group gathering, which is going to be located in the state of Washington, Washington State. We're looking at a date in early January of 2015. So that's going to be a group gathering where we actually get to come together, see each other, do some amazing business building, and also just receive nourishment that I feel is so important for an entrepreneur. So I'm so excited about that. So you'll see on the page at avawaits.com/mastermind, there are more details. You'll see there is a pay-in-full option or a payment plan. And this group is by application. So you'll see there's a button to push. It says apply now. It will give you a chance to fill out that application, and we will then set up an opportunity to speak more. I really want to make sure that the people coming into this are just like the perfect match for it and I really want to know who you are before you come into this group. So that's incredibly important for me. So you can go ahead and just click on the apply now button and fill out that application. And I am so excited to support you as you create your financial paradise. This is going to be an amazing opportunity. I'm really thrilled that you're part of this. Okay, great. So that's avawaits.com/mastermind, and you'll find all the details there. Okay, great. So I want to go ahead. I have a guest. I'm so excited. And like I said, we're announcing winners in like just a few minutes, but I have a guest who I wanted to bring on the phone because she has been part of one of my groups before. And I'm so excited because she personally wants to share with you some of the amazing successes that have come through because of our work together. And I really want to share her. She has some really fantastic energy too. And so let me hop over to the board here and unmute her. Stacy, are you here with us? I've unmuted your line. Is that you?
Hi, everyone. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Yes. This is so exciting. I love having you here, Stacy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everyone, this is Stacy Tai. Will you introduce yourself? Can you tell them a little bit about your business, your website? We'd love to get to know you, and then I have a few questions, too.
Absolutely. First, I just want to say how wonderful it is to connect with everyone on this call, just as like minds who are really having the courage and the faith to believe that we are in life to do incredible things that are unique to who we are. So this is like being on a playground for me, just even energetically to be able to connect with other people who have these aspirations and these dreams. My website is www.stacytai.com. I'll spell that for clarity.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, STACITYE.com. And my business is called Pathways to Conscious Living. I work as an intuitive life coach where I help people to identify and to express their life purpose. And that's based on my tremendous belief that when each of us is in life engaged in our unique gifts and delivering to our community, to our unique audiences and to the world what we're here to do, then all of the world has its basic and even huge dreamy needs met.
So dreamy needs. I love it.
Dreamy needs, yes. All of those beautiful needs are met, from, you know, just the survival needs of our world to the absolute luxury desires of our world. And as an intuitive life coach, the intuitive aspect of that is that I use my highly developed sense of intuition, which is both innate within me and something that I've developed as well. So when I work with people to discover and live their life purpose, I'm using my inner wisdom and intuition to reflect back to people their own inner knowing and their wisdom for what they're here to do. And it's all based on the premise that as we live our life purpose, it's good for us, it's good for others, and it's good for the world.
Oh, I love it. And you know what, Stacey, like when you showed up into my life, all of a sudden I was seeing that there were a lot of intuitive entrepreneurs stepping forward and really engaging in their business and really taking leaps of faith. And I know even you, like, you leapt out of a job because you were just so certain that this was the path for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And you were a huge bridge for me, Ava. When I took a leap out of an office job because I had a strong intuitive impulse that it's time to be fully available to what I'm here to do. And it was terrifying and exhilarating to do that. And is this a good time to share, you know, some things I'd like to share about working with you? Or do you have other specific questions before I share that?
Please do. You know, I know there are people on the line who are thinking about doing some work with me, whether it's through the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind or whether it's through a different way. I would absolutely love for you to share what it's been like to work together and some of the successes that have shown up for you. I would love to hear.
Okay, great. Well, I will say in a word, working with Ava has been bliss, and I think that's so perfect because I think that's one of Ava's essence words, which she'll tell you more about, I'm sure, in her time with you. And in fact, what happened with me, just a little bit of personal background, and I'm sharing this story for those of you who are listening who may relate to this story, to use it as a launch pad, anything in my story that inspires you on your path, as a launch pad to have the courage to do what you're here to do and to believe that the resources are there for what you need to invest in the greatness of yourself. And for most of my adult life, I lived as a very spiritually conscious person in poverty. And when I would see people who had nice things that cost a lot of money, I would both subconsciously and consciously think that, oh, well, they have all that nice stuff, but they don't really know what is important in life. They don't know what the meaning of life is. They haven't self-reflected. They're not living authentically. And I loved everyone I met because I'm a people person, but it wasn't until I started becoming exposed to wealth consciousness, awareness, which I think Ava is an expert in, that I started to realize that when I was driving an old, rusty, broken-down Subaru and wondering whenever I grocery shopped if I'd be able to buy a bottle of orange juice or not, that I was the one who created that experience. So, so fast forward, I did some work to improve that in my life. It just was continuing to develop in my consciousness that way. And I took a leap out of my office job to do something I've been building for many years, which is to live my life purpose. And I knew when I leapt out of my job that I was really going to need some support to get direct helpful guidance about how to bridge that gap between no paycheck because I did it without a savings account, without a backup plan. I just felt a strong pulse to do it, which is just amazing and really scary at the same time. And I had been having conversations with Ava, and Ava, you were just so patient and lovely with me, and I felt a strong intuition to work with you because I liked what I saw in your pictures online. I loved the feeling of how you wrote about things and described life and your work on your website and the things that you sent out. And mostly it was just on a deep personal level. I just felt like, I like this person. She seems so, like, just like a truly, genuinely lovely person who's here to support people as she lives her life purpose. But my ego was still in a lot of fear. So after we'd had some conversations, I signed up with a coach who cost $500. And the first time that we met, I realized this is not what I need at all. And the coach was a partial acquaintance. And I just decided to cut my losses and say, you know, I don't think this is exactly what I need. So really what happened was it was a huge beneficial lesson learned at the cost of time and money lost. And that was my huge lesson when I felt like my spirit was saying, it's time to invest in yourself and to expect more for yourself and your experience in life. And that's when I just knew absolutely clearly, I'm going to get online, and I sent Ava an email with a subject line that said, I'm ready, with an exclamation point. And, you know, just without a paycheck at that time, I put it on a credit card very, very nervously. And in the time that I worked with Ava in the group Build a Richer Business, I had truly incredible things happen, and I just want you to know, those who are listening, I'm so not pumping this up. I'm so not exaggerating this. It's just Ava helped me to really step into the rhythm and the relationship of living more abundantly and freely in life. So just to kind of bullet point what happened in me investing in myself that way is the universe started to invest in me. And I, it's still so juicy, Ava. But I think it was within, you know, five weeks of working with Ava, completely out of the blue, that a woman who's a very, like, kind of vague acquaintance of mine, a lovely woman who I knew in another state, emailed me and said, my friend is having, you know, going through a hard time. I just recommended you because I watch you on Facebook. She put me in contact with her friend. Her friend and I had some conversations, and within 2 weeks, she paid in full for the first 12-week coaching program I'd ever sold. And it was, it was over $1,300. So it more than paid for the investment that I made in the program. And I had a family invite me to my first trip to New York. They said, we're paying for everything. Don't say a word. And just on and on, I had about $500 worth of car repairs by this same family who was really inspired by me and what I'm doing and, you know, leaping into my life purpose. So really all of this to say that if you feel the same type of inner tug toward Ava that I did and still do, to trust that feeling as your own wisdom guiding you. And that there's something so much more going on when we work with people like Ava, because I used to feel like you did, Ava, where, you know, coaches were trying to trick me into their program. Actually, sometimes I think that's true, but everyone has their audience, you know? And so, but I mean, I just really feel like, you know, Ava is so genuine in her interest to uplift other people the way that she's uplifted herself. And she's a wonderful person to quickly bridge the gap between where we might feel that we are right now relative to the vision that we have for ourselves and our lives. So when you step onto the bridge of what she has to offer, you are really changing your life in ways you can't even imagine. More than what you dreamt of will be coming to you. So that is my true, genuine Ava chant.
Thank you. It's just been
an incredible experience working with you all around on so many levels. I could go on and on, but I want to respect everybody's time.
And
so
we have
pause
to announce soon. Thank you so much, Stacey. I so appreciate you being here and just stepping into this with such faith. And it's just such an honor to know you. I love your energy as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Ava.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, Stacey, I'll go ahead and mute you for your privacy, but we so appreciate you having you being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Stacey. It is so wonderful to hear from you. I love bringing clients on the phone and just having them share. So we have more. It's just the top of the hour now, so we have some more time together. So I feel like we need to talk about winners for a couple minutes. So I'm going to do winners first, because one of our winners gets an opportunity to actually have some coaching on the phone today, which I know that all of you listening, it's going to be of huge benefit for you too. So I want to get to that. And then I think I'm going to save all like the juicy, wonderful stuff about that leap from $1,200 a month to that $17,000 worth of income. I think, I'm going to save that for the very end. So, let me talk about winners for a minute. So, once again, thank you so much for all of you who have participated in the 8 days of Creating Financial Paradise contest. It was so beautiful to watch you post on Facebook, so beautiful to see you involved. And, you know, one of the reasons that I created that contest is I wanted to spread some awareness about I really think, like, especially women, being able to have that skill of creating money whenever they need it. And I even shared a few personal things about that, that one of the big reasons that I do my work is, you know, when I'm thinking back, I mean, like my childhood, for example, we didn't have a lot of money. And so I grew up without indoor plumbing. Like, we had an outhouse. Without hot running water until I was about 13 years old, and you know, food assistance. And so when I think back to that, there were times where I was in the food bank line and, you know, waiting to get food to bring home. And as I think back to that, it really inspires me to assist more and more women out there in creating their financial paradise and being able to create money through their business or through their, whatever endeavors they're doing, whether it's a side business or a full-time business, like whatever it is, I just want them to have the capabilities of creating that money. And the reason is I don't want more smart, young, talented women to have to be in the food bank line because they don't know how to create money for themselves. I think it's really important. I really think it's a very nourishing and I think like precious skill to be able to create money for ourselves. I really do, especially as women. And so when I started talking about that and having all of you become involved in the contest, that was really a huge part of that message. And I love hearing from all of you and just hearing about the ways that you're creating financial paradise for yourself, for others. And so I wanted to give out a few prizes as rewards for your participation and just as a way to say thank you. And, of course, you know, on top of that, I just want to thank everyone who participated. I really do. And so let me share a few of the winners. So we have two winners. And the first person is, I want to announce the winner for the Creating Financial Paradise short story contest. So this person actually sent us a short story that was very moving, very touching. And they're going to be receiving an email a really special spot in my email newsletter to promote their business, as well as free coaching on this call today. So we're going to spend about, probably about 15 minutes doing some coaching work today, which is going to be so great. And that person is Allison G. Oh, Allison, fantastic. I'll unmute your line in just a couple minutes, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for being involved in this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love your short story. And you'll be the person getting some free coaching on the call today. So I'm so thrilled for that. And then the second prize, which is going to be a mention in my email newsletter for business promotion, as well as a $300 certificate to use toward any upcoming group program or private coaching opportunity through AvaWaits.com. I'm going to give this to the person who we were looking, my colleagues and I, we were looking at the post on Facebook and felt really touched we felt really touched by many, many, many of the posts. But we really want to thank our lovely second prize winner, Nadia Shayna Krause. And Nadia, I hope I am saying your last name correctly. So Nadia particularly posted a photo of the food that makes her feel wealthy. And, like, I was just drooling. I was like, yum, yum, yum. Like, you could feel it. You could feel the wealth just coming through. So Nadia, go ahead and email us support@AvaWaits.com. So that's support@AvaWaits.com. And we will get you all the details for your certificate as well as everything you need to know for having your business, your wonderful business, mentioned in our email newsletter. And so go ahead and just email us, support@AvaWaits.com. Awesome. So I want to bring on, in just a minute, I'll bring on Allison as our guest for our coaching opportunity, but I want to say a few words before I do, because this is an amazing opportunity for Allison, but also for all of you. Because truly, I really believe that there is so much that can be learned through listening as others receive support. And on top of this, especially for those of you who maybe have never done work with me before and maybe you're considering the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind, this will give you a really great idea of, some of the support that I provide to my clients. Obviously, this isn't a whole coaching appointment, so we'll do as much as we can, but it's going to be really great to do this. So, with that, I just want you to know that this is as much for Allison as it is for all of you listening, and I hope you find a ton of value around it. And so let me go ahead over here, and I will just open up the line for Allison in just a second. Okay, let me just find this. Okay. Allison, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yay! I just want to congratulate you so much and to thank you truly for sharing your story with us.
And thank you for having this beautiful contest.
Yes, I love it. And I really, having everyone participate, it was lovely to watch. Allison, so if you happen to have it in front of you, do you have your story in front of you?
Yes,
I would love to hear it if you do. If not, we can go straight into coaching. But if you're open to sharing your story, that would be lovely too.
Yes, I'll read my story. It's right here. So this is my money story. And when I write, I like to use the dollar signs instead of the word money because I feel like it triggers people in a more inspiring way.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Just imagine dollar signs when I say money. So my money story. Poverty, scarcity, and lack with money is like a drug for which there is no formal rehab program. The worst part is many of us were born into families and environments already unknowingly addicted to this psychological drug infecting our reality. Hi, I'm Goddess Allison. I've never taken drugs. However, through my path to financial freedom, I have felt heartache, challenge, and after coming clean, euphoria. This is a path I would akin to financial rehab, with experiences similar to overcoming an addiction in my mind and heart, an unconscious addiction to lack, scarcity, and poverty mindset. This is a psychological addiction I was born into so that I could overcome this obstacle and live to tell you my story. I've never been down to being homeless, but I'd never earned above the poverty line. My parents divorced when I was 4. There was often fighting and stress about money during my childhood, and money was one of the reasons they split up. Dad maxed credit cards, and although he was a businessman and owned things like apartment complexes, money was always tight. It felt like there was never enough, and sometimes the last cans of soup in the cupboard were what there was to eat. My mom was positively frugal and taught us how to shop frugally. One time I remember her saying that $600 was all she had in the bank and was a single mom with 2 kids. She must have been worried. We saved for years just to go on a trip to Disneyland. We can't afford is something I frequently heard in childhood. Tax time was icky in both households. Naturally, I grew up as an adult with the feeling of never enough surrounding money. Strangling feelings when I made big purchases, worry, fears of not enough, and career paths under the poverty line. No matter how much I had in the bank, it always felt like not enough. Sound familiar? I have, at the same time, felt happiness, abundance, and being well taken care of within my poverty. But my relationship with this energy of money did not heal until this year. After deciding that I was going to use the law of attraction to manifest a soulmate, and doing so in less than 3 months, my healing with love, particularly self-love, took place. Thus followed my healing with money, and then my healing into my divine soulmate career. Because I had healed these wounds quickly, I know what it takes, and I became passionate about helping others do the same. I decided to combine my education, knowledge, and expertise I gained over the past 15 years to become a life improvement coach that specializes in helping others heal their issues with love and money. In 1 year, I went from four-figure hippie chick to aspiring six-figure goddesspreneur. This healing has led to a mindset, heart space, and lifestyle of true financial freedom, possibility, and paradise that I had never known in all my 30 years of life. My life is a living miracle. Now it's your turn. I hope our stories inspire you toward your own financial paradise.
Oh my gosh. You know, to hear you read it, there is like this extra power that comes through. I mean, even just me reading it from the page when you sent it in, there's something way different about having you read it to us. That's amazing. Wow. Oh, Allison. So, will you share, I'd love for you, for everyone listening, I'd love for you to introduce yourself. If you could share your website with everyone and, you know, just take a minute to share anything else. I know you mentioned about your work a little bit, but if you have a couple more things to say about your work, and then I'd love to get into our coaching opportunity today.
Sure. I'm Goddess Allison. I'm a life improvement coach, and I specialize in soulmate matchmaking and abundance development. Essentially, as I said, I help people through their issues with love and money. And my website is www.goddessallison.com. That's GoddessAllison.com. And in a few days, I'm teaching a free online class called How to Meet Your Soulmate in 3 months or Less. And I share my story about how I did that and how you can do that too. And that seems to be getting quite a bit of attention lately. So
mentioned that. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I also want to say that I really appreciate Stacy, and
yes, that was Stacy,
for speaking earlier, because I was totally resonating with all of those things you were saying about living as a spiritually conscious person in poverty and needing to invest in yourself so you know what outflow of large numbers is like, so that you can bring that into your life. And I will admit that, you know, I did decide to join the mastermind program based on intuition, and that investment is literally almost half the money I made last year. So I'm taking a big leap, and my monkey mind would normally say, oh, this doesn't make any sense, you shouldn't do that. But my intuition said, yes, you should do it. So I expect the return is going to be bigger than my investment for sure. And so I just wanted to say that I really resonated with that, those things that Stacey was saying and that you were saying earlier. And inspire people as well. Inspire them to change their life. It might take a great leap of faith.
Yep. Sometimes it does. I feel like that. Even for my own journey, it's always been like, well, my intuition says yes, go for it. Just do it. Oh, well, I am so excited to have you in the group. That's so exciting. And yeah, so I would love to be with you. You know, I think we'll take, you know, about 15 minutes together. Just so everyone on the line knows, I think we're going to run over time just a little bit. And I'm going to do that only because I really, really want to share with you a few more things, you know, about that jump from that $1,200 a month income to a $17,000. I really want to share some of that, but I want to honor a 15-minute amount of time with Allison here. So just so you know, it might be a little more than 30 minutes after this hour that we get done. Anyway, so Goddess Allison, so we have an opportunity to talk about so much today. You know, I really want to be here, be your support system. So I am open to, you know, if there's anything around your upcoming launch and opportunities, especially around soulmates that you want to talk about, if there's anything around your marketing message, if you have questions about developing new styles of programs or services or getting speaking opportunities, I am open to anywhere that you want to start today. So what can I do for you?
Yeah, I think the questions that I have are really in alignment with this talk and maybe what you're going to be covering later, but I'm really, you know, I'm kind of a new goddesspreneur and feeling like this is possible for me. So I don't have a lot of experience doing marketing that was successful in terms of getting a lot of return for my efforts. So one of the questions, I did prepare three questions, but you can maybe answer the one that you think is most valuable to answer. So one is, in terms of marketing, how can I maximize my return from my efforts? Marketing seems to take hours and hours, and then I get a trickle back of return. And I know it doesn't have to be that way. I know that, you know, people, marketing experts say people have to see you 7 to 15 times before they consider blessing you with money, but how can I reduce that? And the next question that I have is, how do I bridge between doing it all by myself and getting into a place where I can hire help? So I know that people, my other mentors that I have, they tell me, you can't do it all yourself. You can't do it all yourself. And I would say, yes, I know. But first I need the influx to be able to hire the people that I need. And how do I do it all myself? Until then, what do I do? And then my third question is, this entrepreneurial world is very different in terms of financial navigation. It seems unpredictable to me. There's, of course, there's no direct deposit into the bank account every 2 weeks. And how can I create some stability and predictability in this now seemingly unpredictable world of finances? So I was wondering if you had any budgeting tips on that.
Yeah. Oh, I love these. You know what? I think we can get to all of these.
Oh, great.
Wonderful. Yeah, so okay, yeah, so first let's talk about how you can really maximize your marketing. And it's so great. I'm so glad you're going to be in the mastermind too, because it's like we're going to go into marketing in such a deeper way. You'll even hear that from the recordings from the Build a Richer Business group, which you know, you get all those recordings. So one thing that pops into my mind at first. This was a huge way that I built my business in the beginning, was that I would set up talks, and I would set up talks. I did a lot of live talks in the beginning. You can also do this online. But what I would do is I would set up talks that were in a location where someone else was hosting me as the guest. And I did this, I actually started, like, when I think way back to my nutrition business, I did this through a food co-op. And the beauty of this was that because the food co-op was bringing me in as a guest, they were doing all the marketing, and they were inviting all of their existing clientele to come see me speak. So it would be really fantastic to be thinking about how you can do that. This might be some in-person speaking opportunities, or it might actually be that you maybe, if you're doing online marketing, you reach out to someone who shares an audience that you feel like there are probably some similarities, like they share an audience that's similar to your ideal client, and you see if they need any support or if you can offer something to their clientele, or if they're looking for a guest person to be speaking about, you know, maybe finding a soulmate in 3 months.
Great idea.
And then the really neat thing is that then, you know, this person is going to help you do a lot of that marketing because, they want to be giving this to their clientele as well. There might be something set up where if you're selling something to their clientele, you might set up something where they receive a percentage of it. Not all situations are set up that way, but some are. So that's another option there too. Yeah. Oh, this is great. I love this. These are fantastic questions, Allison. Thank you.
Do you remember what the other one for the next one was, how do I bridge between doing it all by myself and until I can get to a place where I can hire help?
Yeah, let's talk about that too. So the one thing that happened for me, like when I was ready to hire an assistant, is it was my intuition that said it was time. And it wasn't necessarily in a place where I really wanted to spend the money on an assistant yet, but I found a way. Like it was more of the you take the action before everything's ready. So I think, you know, especially since I know you're highly intuitive as well, is waiting for that intuition to say, oh, yep, it's time. And in the meantime, one thing that you can be doing as you're going through the day-to-day processes of your business is to be thinking about everything that you do that could be given to an assistant, and starting, like, probably making a Word document around all of the processes that you know that eventually you don't have to do. And that way, when you're actually ready, when your intuition says it's time to find that assistant, then what you can do is you'll have that list of tasks that assistant can do. And you'll have it ready, so you'll know exactly what you can delegate to them.
Yeah.
The other thing too, like I even personally, I know of a woman who does, this is just kind of an estimate. Like I've seen assistant, because I know several people who do virtual assisting. I've seen assisting run from $140 a month for several hours of time to $260 a month to $500 to $800. So there really are a lot of different levels of assistants that you can hire. So, you know, your first step might be someone who comes in and it's only $140-ish dollars a month for support.
Good point.
Yeah. I know, right? And it's great, too, when they have a virtual assisting company, because then that means that they're the one responsible for paying taxes. It's not like they're coming in as an employee. Maybe eventually you'll have employees, and you know, then it'd be a different process. But at least for now, you can have someone who owns their own company, just you know, who takes you on as a client, pretty much. That's kind of the arrangement.
I never thought of it like that. Oh, good.
Yeah, is that great? Yeah. I was just gonna say, you know, I've also had I had interns a couple times. I don't know. I feel like, you know, guidelines around having interns have changed a little bit. I had people actually doing some work, kind of, it was schoolwork, and they were working with me as part of a project. You would have to check with someone as far as how it goes. I think there are some laws where you have to pay certain types of interns. I'm not totally sure, but that's another thing you could look into, is getting interns.
Okay.
Yeah. Shall we talk about predictability?
Yeah.
Having an income be more predictable?
How do I budget? It just seems like there's no way to know how much is coming in or how far in advance do I build programs or, yeah, this world is new for me.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so glad you brought this up. So can you share right now, like, the ways that you work with clients privately? How long are you working with a client privately?
I do a 3-month program.
Okay. Okay, great. Is there anything shorter?
Other than that, I give free online classes, and I have a purchasable meditation toolkit, but I decided to start, something that I could manage, and I was given advice by other mentors not to have, like, a one-time off session.
Right,
Have a program.
Yeah, great. And I think that's really great advice, too. I honestly, anytime I've had a one-time, like, work relationship with a client, or even if I've just worked with someone for a month, maybe it was just 2 appointments in a month, it never felt long enough to actually do some deep work. And so I definitely think that doing those programs is really great, you know, having something more longer term. What you could be thinking about right now, just around creating some more predictable income, is having some programs that are, like, maybe considering what type of service you might offer for a 6-month length of time. And just, like, you know, doing some brainstorming around that. Just be thinking, like, okay, if I had something for sale that was 6 months, because 6 months, you know, I've even found 3 months. I think it totally makes sense with what you're doing of, you know, the soulmate work within 3 months. That totally makes sense there. But, you know, to be thinking about something for 6 months as well, because 6 months is a nice duration of time. And if someone chooses a payment plan, it means that you get paid on a more regular basis.
That's true.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is that as far as creating consistent income, is that whenever you are starting to promote a new service or a new event, is that it's always nice to be starting to promote that, like, before the previous event or program is ending. So, for example, I'm filling this mastermind group right now, the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind, and also at the same time, I have had some of my private students and some of my previous groups, they've already received information that I'm also going to be teaching another 30 days to release your financial constriction group in September. So that's already coming up. Like, that's already in the works. Like, my next launch is already in the works and has already been promoted to certain groups of people behind the scenes. So it's nice to be always thinking ahead like that. And when you do, that means that when, like, a program ends with someone, that you have something like someone else stepping in to kind of take that place.
Yeah, that's great advice. This whole doing programs for people, I love writing sort of curriculums and stuff. My day job was as a kids counselor and a teacher, and so I love that stuff, but translating that into my own financial freedom is something that's like, whoa, this is a new world for me. No one's giving me the paycheck anymore.
So. And so I love this. But yeah, these are great questions. And, you know, one other thing that I was thinking too, especially around creating predictability, also it's important to be marketing predictably at the same time. So, for example, this is an idea, is to be doing, like, at least 3 introductory presentations per month.
Hmm.
And they could be the same presentation, like the exact same presentation, but in different locations or with different hosts, whether someone's hosting you online or someone's hosting you in a physical location. And that way, you know, and like, one of the things that you're going to be learning through you know, through the content that comes through the mastermind group is like how to actually structure a presentation so you can connect with clients really quickly in that room and have them, you know, have like strangers actually turn into clients very quickly.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
I know. I'm so excited to do that with you. That's going to be great. And just to kind of like tie this all in together, when you were talking about, you know, often marketers say that someone needs to meet you or hear about you several times, I think sometimes that's true, but I honestly, through classes that I've taught, I have met complete strangers, and within one, like about 1 week, maybe like 10 or 11 days, they become paying clients, complete strangers to paying clients.
That's great. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to shine my brilliance into the world, and people say, "Ooh, what is that? I want to go check that out." And she's awesome, and I want to talk with her because she's great, and she's going to get me towards manifesting my dreams, and you know, have it be that simple. Not, oh, I got to market and I got to get in front of them, and I got to post lots of things, and then they'll come over, you know?
Right. Yeah, so you can have the same thing. Like, I'm really excited that we get to talk about that more, especially teaching and connecting with people very quickly. And so right now, like, one of my suggestions around that is to start thinking about where you can be giving presentations, these introductory presentations. And you know, start booking some, especially in the next few months. And then when we have a chance to connect more through the mastermind group, you know, we can start building content for your presentations and looking at how to actually find clients through them.
Yeah, it's exciting because I grew up in Seattle, and I know that if I was living in Seattle, there'd be so many places I could just be like, oh, I'm going to go book something in here. But I live in Eco Village and over the middle of rural Missouri, so my tool is the internet. So I'm sure that there's sites that can book out there too. When you say booking something, it doesn't mean I have to go somewhere physically and do it. So yeah,
right. You can do both in person if it makes sense for your location, or you can do online. Yeah, you can do both. Oh yay! This is so great, Allison. I'm so excited. This is awesome. Well, I hope that gives you a really great start, and I know that you and I will be connecting on the first mastermind call next week, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and mute your line, but, you know, if you have any other lingering questions, especially once we open up the Facebook group for the mastermind, you know, you can just hop on over and post those, and I can get right to them next week.
Right, I will. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Allison. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Allison, you are all muted for your privacy now. Oh, my gosh. I love this. This is so great. This is such a high-energy group today. I love this. So I want to be as respectful of your time as possible, but I really want to share with you just a few other things that occurred in that time when I personally went from around $1,200 a month to a month where I signed on $17,000 worth of income. It literally was that jump. And I have seen this happen for people over and over and over again. There's something in them that changes and switches, and there's a commitment that happens, and then poof, like amazing things happen for their business and life. But let me share just a couple little things. That actually, like, these things actually occurred in that time frame for me. I was putting myself in really fancy locations. I actually had an opportunity to attend an event and stay in probably the most expensive hotel I've ever stayed in. I put it on a credit card because that was what I had access to at the moment, you know, and that's fine. I mean, sometimes we literally have to put things on credit cards as business owners if we can't get a regular bank loan to fund something. So anyway, I'm staying in fancy locations. I had an opportunity to dress up quite a bit. I was spending a lot of money actually in that time frame, and I was doing it a lot of it was based on faith. It was just, you know, that intuitive knowing that, oh yeah, this is the right thing to spend money on. I was also, like, I was honestly done with being the poor girl. Like, I've talked about this before, you know, that, like, thinking back to my childhood in the food bank line and being a little poor girl, like, I was done with that. I was so committed to really living a wealthier life from that point on, and there was a huge amount of energetic shift in that commitment within me. And I was out meeting people in person. And I think this is really an amazing component of doing business. You can definitely build a lot of your business online. You can do that. That's something that I'll be showing people in the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind. I will be showing people how to do, like, creating their business online, all that stuff, but also meeting in person. This is something that I was doing because I know that in-person meetings had always been an amazing way that I had connected with potential clients. I mean, even when I think back, like, 4 years ago, I remember being at a dinner party and just randomly meeting a man who, you know, he heard about my business when I was talking about it for a second, and he asked for my card, and then he ended up signing up as a client, and then he referred someone to me who signed up as a client. And so you never know where those people are going to be. And so I know that there's a lot of magic in meeting people in person. So I was out there. I was meeting people in person. I was having dinner with new colleagues, and you know, some of the people I was meeting up with, they were total strangers. Like, we met through networking opportunities. Others I had known for quite a long time. And it was particularly two of those meetings with total strangers, kind of those, like, chance opportunities, that led to a couple clients that contributed to that $17,000 worth of new income. And that was just, you know, meeting people. Honestly, one of those times I sat down and had dinner with one of those people and, you know, had a great dinner and had no idea they would end up being a client. So I was doing that. Also, at the same time, I decided to make a commitment to be part of a training program with a mentor who I had had my eye on for a long time. Interestingly, I didn't ever think I would ever work with her. It was a real surprise. My intuition was like, oh, yep, time to go talk to her now. And I was asking, really? Intuition, really? I never thought I would work with her. And so I made a commitment, both an energetic and financial commitment, to work with a new mentor. And there was something in making that commitment that really shifted the energy inside of me. And I think really got me ready for that $17,000 worth of income. And it really just prepped me for the whole year ahead. I mean, since that has happened, I'm at a level, like, even just a monthly income level, where I'm just really comfortable. Like, I know I will make at least a certain amount per month, and it feels really comfortable. And I mean, trust me, it's taken a lot of work behind the scenes. It definitely takes a lot of work, but I think that we can do it in a way that also feels good and that is in alignment with the things that we love and the things that we enjoy. So, you know, with all of that, like, that was happening, going on when I made that jump, that income jump. And so as you are thinking about making your own income jumps, I want you to know that you can do some of those same things, and you probably have some of your own processes as well, which will contribute to your financial paradise being created. I want you to know that, you know, coming into the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind, that's going to be a really amazing opportunity for you as well. If you're feeling, like, if you feel that you resonate with it, if it feels like a really wonderful opportunity and you're wanting to be part of an amazing group of people that are going to be supporting each other. And so I do want to talk about just one other thing real quick. And this is just like a little like side note. This is like Ava's little warning, is that I'm in the process of making money and making a lot more money than you're used to making. I see sometimes this happens to women where they will make a lot more money. They'll bring it in, you know, something will change in them. They'll bring it in and you know, it'll come into their life and they're like, they're so excited and really ready for it. And then something inside them tells them that they're not worthy of that money anymore. And all of a sudden, it's like their energy just switches and they start self-sabotaging all over the place. Everyone else can feel it. You know, all of a sudden, they don't believe in themselves anymore. And sometimes, like, you'll actually see that all of a sudden, the money will start to escape, whether it's that something breaks down and all of a sudden you need to spend a ton of money on something or, you know, some other reason where, like, the money just tries to get away from you because you don't feel like you deserve it anymore. So I really created this mastermind as a way to hold you and to support you through any of that if it comes up for you, because I want you to know that you are worthy of creating more money in your life and worthy of creating more wealth. And so we are going to be here for you as you start welcoming more money into your life, and we're going to be your support system so it doesn't get spit back up. Because I want you to really welcome it in and to know that it's yours and that it's meant to support you. That money that's going to come in is meant to support you, and it's meant to be there. It's meant to fuel your message, to support your business, and to support the future clients that you're going to be connecting with because of the business. So I want to leave you with that. Thank you for going over time with me just a little. And actually, you know what I'm going to do too? I'm going to stay on the phone for maybe just another 5, maybe 10 minutes if we need it. If you have some questions around the Creating Financial Paradise Mastermind, if you have any questions around that, I am just going to open up the line for that in a second. If you're on the phone, you're still muted. But what you can do if you have a question is that you can press *2 and it will raise your hand. So it'll just put your hand up so I can see that you have a question. I'd be happy to answer your question if you have any. Or if you are in the webcast and you're listening, you're just listening online, feel free to go ahead and just type in a question there, and I'll see that coming through. Oh, and Nadia was on the line with us, and she says, thank you so much, Ava. Nadia was one of our winners. You're welcome. So great. And, so I'll just stay on the line for just 5 more minutes. And if you have a question, it's just *2. I'm also we're going to be available through support@avaweights.com if you have any questions. Anything else that you need to, you can also just directly email us. And that's fine too. So let me check for questions one more time. *2 if you have a question and you want to raise your hand. I think we're good for the moment. Okay. Great. Well, go ahead and, you know, just email us, reach out to us at support@avaweights.com, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. I want to thank you all so much. This has been a ton of fun. I look forward to seeing many of you in Creating Financial Paradise. I'm so thrilled to have this mastermind and to really open up space for you. So enjoy your day. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.